أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. It is really a great blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He had bestowed upon us. We need His assistance in order to sit down and to discuss His gleaming, His enlightening words, Al-Wahy Al-Ilahi, the great revelation, the Holy Quran. The verse of today is Surah Al-Asr. It is also, or the era, or the time, it is also from Mecca, Makkiyah, in other words, been brought down in Mecca. It is only three ayahs, yeah, subhanAllah. It's one of the little ayahs, like Al-Kawthar, and, you know, it's one of the small ones. It is great to read this verse. Imam al-Sadiq, bil-haqq natiq, our Imam, the one that our faith, our sect has been named after him, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, whoever reads this chapter in his sunan, in his nawafil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect him judgment day. His face is shiny and happy and laughing. His teeth are showing from happiness and laughter. Qarir al-ayn. His eyes are filled with joy and happiness until he enters the heaven. Yes, subhanAllah. So it is one of the greatest ayahs to read in the sunan or in the nawafil of the prayer. It is great. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really again gives us a great warning, gives us a very bad sign. What are we as a human being? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us here. He said, wal asr, Allah is swearing by the era, by the time. Now what kind of an era? Al-asr. Al-asr means either era or time. And it could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the afternoon prayer, because it's called Salat al-Asr. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the era of the prophecy, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Or, according now to some of our scholars, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the era of the coming out of occultation of the 12 apostles, ajallahu ta'ala, Rajab Sharif, because it is that time that justice and fairness will be spread on the face of the earth, and oppression will be stopped and will be put in leash. SubhanAllah. So it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by. Swearing, saying what? Saying wal asr. Surely, I swear by the era. Surely a human being is at a loss. Brothers, sisters, may Allah bless you all, inshallah. Always think of this chapter. In every aspect you want to look at it, whether sitting down, whether sleeping, whether happy, whether joyous, whether sad, whether depressed, know that your life is every moment being less and less and less. Appreciate your moments it is more expensive than the most expensive jewels, diamonds, gold, whatever you want to call it. It is a lot more expensive. Let me kind of quickly give you a little story. It said one of the Abbasid kings, he was having his fun on his little boat, yacht, whatever that he had at that time, on the river, going back and forth in joy and happiness. Suddenly from a distance, he saw a man with a little bowl in front of him. Every time he takes a little piece of jewelry, and he was bringing it up like this, so the kings will see it. And then he was throwing it in the river. The king looked once, twice. He became surprised. He said, "What's wrong with that man? Are these really true jewelry? And he's throwing it in the... What a waste! What a waste! Go bring him in." They brought him in. When they brought him in, they said, "Man, what are these? These looks like real jewelry." He said, "Yes, Your Majesty, these are real jewelry." He said, "But you're wasting them. You're throwing them in the river. They're lost forever." He said, "Your Majesty, can I tell you something?" He said, "Yes." He said, "You are wasting more than I am. You are wasting more precious things." He started thinking, "What am I wasting?" He said, "You are wasting the moments of your life. Instead of, for instance, going and doing two units of prayer, making a prayer, making, for instance, a good deed. No, you're going back and forth on the ship. So every minute has gone by. The most expensive jewel became less in your life." SubhanAllah. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, our great grand master after Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said, "An-nafasu khuta al-maut." This breath, every breath that you take, you are one step closer to death. You are one step less to your destiny. And the destiny is death, is the time that we die. So no matter what we do, a human being is at a loss. Woe be to that person that not only his lifetime is being wasted, but also his deeds. He's not doing anything about it. A day is gone. He not only did not pray, but also he did haram things. So that's a loss, in a loss, in a loss. Yes, subhanAllah. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "I swear by the Iraq." A human being is at a loss, except, there is an exception. Who are these people? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those with the following characteristics. What are these following characteristics? Number one, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The first is those who believed. Now, is believing enough? No. Then need other deeds. What are the other deeds? And did what? وَعَمِلُوا. What is عَمَل? Anything that you execute, you do, is called عَمَل. It's called work, right? But what kind of work? الصَّالِحَات. The good deeds. So, number one is to believe. Number two, to do good deeds. Not any deed, no. Good deeds. And then, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. They held on and they urged others about what is sturdy and what is strong and what is right. حق. Truth. Truth is always strong. Truth is always sturdy. Truth is always good in life to hold on to. It is not a vain thing. It is not a vague thing. It's not the foam of the Coke. You know, sometimes when you pour the Coke and you see there's that much foam and this much these fizzy drinks that you say, yeah, subhanAllah. It is like that. This is the foam and the fizzy drink. So hold on to the sturdy thing, to haqq al-haqiqa. And then what? And then, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Also have patience. Patience from what? This patience, brothers and sisters, is really great. You know, if someone, again, will search and seek to see what is this beautiful virtue that's called patience, it is huge. This patience is inclusive again. See, a person, if he is patient, he will be kind. If a person is patient, he will tolerate things. If a person is patient, he can be a good trainer. If a person is patient, he can be a good worker. You know, and so forth. Patience is great. And yet, a person is supposed to be having patience and tolerance for prayers, for fastings, for good deeds, for giving alms, which is really not easy, right? When somebody wants to give, it is very hard. But yet, he got to give. There is khums, there is zakat, there are the poor people on the face of the earth. If you have extra, somehow you have to give. You got to be, whether it's to your family, to your close ones, or to the distant people on the face of the earth, to the poor ones. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in general, He is saying that a human being, in general, is a loser. In one way or another, he's losing and losing and losing, except save these people, those people in whom they have those four characteristics. Number one, they believe. Number two, they did good deeds. Number three, they held on and urged others for Al-Haqq, the truth, the sturdy things. And number four, they beautified themselves for this patience. The patience that will help them and assist them in the prayers and worship. And at the same time, it helps them with, God forbid, tragedies and problems and life. After all, this life, as Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi called it, has been built with problems and is known for deception. It is a deceiving world. It is a deceiving life. Mind you, as a word of advice at the end of the session, I will tell. Our grandmaster, after Rasulullah, Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi, said that we have this world and the hereafter. Some people, they sell the hereafter for this dunya. SubhanAllah. Some people sell the hereafter to buy this dunya. SubhanAllah. This dunya, they will may, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I may give them nasib, a little bit, a nil bit from it. Nasibun minha. I may give him a little bit of it. But then, this world ends. And once this world ended, he lost this world and the hereafter. But ya subhanAllah, for those who sold this dunya to gain the hereafter, to gain al-akhirah, the hadith said he will have both. He will have both. He will have this dunya and he will have the hereafter as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the four things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told us to the way of success to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us understand His words, the gleaming words, the revelation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us be closer and closer to who? To the Holy Quran. Closer and closer to the teachers of the Holy Quran, Ahlul Bayt. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. And most of all, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us closeness to Him. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin.